What's your reaction to today?
Yeah, it was a real difficult race, difficult conditions, but I think I can be fairly happy with how I did. It was just a tough race, and there's some really fast girls, so it's always difficult.
When we spoke earlier, of course, we talked a lot about the weather. The delay came. How much did that upset things?
There was a bit of a delay, and I guess some people had started warming up, and it might have affected them a bit more, but I was off a bit later, so yeah, had a little bit more time for that.
How tough were the conditions out there? At what point were you thinking, this is harder than normal?
I don't know, it wasn't too bad. At the time, you just kind of ride your powers, so it's not that much more difficult, and I guess I'm quite used to the rain. It wasn't raining while we were out there, so it was just a bit of standing water, and they'd pumped a lot of it away while the delay was on. So, yeah, it was a tough day, but it always is.
And just describe the reaction when you came into Harrogate with the GB flag on your back, if you like.
Yeah, it was amazing, and you can't really hear what people are saying, but you can just hear really loud crowds. And the finished climb, it was quite breathtaking, and it really helped me.
And in terms of like the legacy of Yorkshire, what do you think this will do for the local area and for cycling as a whole?
Yeah, I think Yorkshire know how to put on amazing racing, and with the Tour de Yorkshire, the crowds are massive and people just really get behind it, and it's really nice to see, and hopefully it will inspire more people to get on their bikes. And there's a lot of kids out there as well that finish school and come out and sit in the rain, so I think that can make us push harder, that they're, I mean, we can't be like, oh, we're out riding in the rain, because people are out there cheering in the rain as well, so it's really nice.